All right, back to work. Community Development Department. Aaron, how are you today? Okay. Chuck, you want to lead off?
Well, 3,000 is the Public Works, and Public Works is balanced. There is no general fund contribution to it, to the 3,000 budget. And Aaron can fill you in best as far as what they've done to it.
How are we doing?
How are we doing? We're doing pretty good. How are you doing? With respect to the budget, we've got our four bridge projects that are moving forward. They're in the design phases, various getting them ready for construction over the next fiscal year, not this fiscal year. So we're incurring costs moving those projects forward. That's those are our biggest non-maintenance projects that we've got going right now. And those are federally funded, some of which are 88% funded by feds, and then we got about 12%. Our responsibilities that comes from the agencies in our FSTIP funding.
Just keep rolling. If there are any questions, they'll interrupt.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got one question.
Sure.
Under Public Works 3,000, you have it's 52,800. Would that be like, or no, actually, wait, 52,374 minor projects? Is that where you have like your funds for like road repair material and stuff, like road base, asphalt, culverts? 52,374.
The expense line item.
That's minor projects. If you look further in your package, it's striping. Our Rabbit Creek Causeway project is included under there. Our expected expenditures for that. That's it. So this year we have $100,000 for striping, $35,000 for the Rabbit Creek culvert grouting portion, and then we have another $534,000, which is anticipated for the jack and bore of the new pipe that goes underneath the causeway.
The board doesn't have that breakdown.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. Something like.
I apologize. That's the breakdown.
Okay.
That's our note sheet that goes with that.
Okay.
That 534 is dependent upon the water level in that lake going down.
Sometime.
That'll be there until the water level goes down and we can install that improvement.
How much is your material budget this year then for?
Very lean, as I recall, right? It's
almost non-existent, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I'm very concerned about.
$242,000. That's 52,800.
Your special departmental expense is the materials budget? Asphalt, road base?
Asphalt, concrete, rock, de-icing sand, sign materials, culvert supplies, paving oil and fabric, cold patch mix, weed spray materials, which is actually up this year. We're buying all those materials. And then miscellaneous minor projects is $75,000. That's unidentified projects that will be done by our road crew. For example, replacing the culverts on Coal Mine Road that we did this year would be a project that would be included in that.
So really you're about double of what it was a couple years ago then? It was like
124,000. It was 124, yes.
Yeah, actually 124, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's adopted.
242, you can't do much work with that, though, really.
You can't. We've got $40,000 in asphalt. That's not a lot at $100 a ton. This next year we'll be primarily doing continuing brushing activities, doing a couple of special projects, culvert replacements, snow removal, stuff like that. There's no overlays planned.
Hmm. Or timber packs, but bulk money that comes in, it still goes to you guys for that?
That's correct.
I had a question about that revenue. Is that the forest reserve monies?
That's correct.
And it's gone from $204,000 last year to $100,000 this year?
That was 11-12 was the 204.
Yeah, It was $100,000 last year.
Yeah, it was $100,000 in 13, 14. Well, no, nothing last year is what we're showing.
But we did get
But we did get it, sorry, yeah.
Okay. And at $100,000?
That's correct.
Now, that is, but what exactly is that source? I mean, is that PILT, payment in lieu of taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Then why is it going down?
Because it's negotiated at the federal level, and it decreased even more last year.
Well, aren't you talking about SRS fees?
Hmm? No.
Aren't you talking about SRS, Secure Rural Schools Act?
I think all those get negotiated down every year.
Yeah, no. The PILT was correct. The longest standing one, and then the year that they used was to set the rate was a lot lower than we normally got. Serves me.
But PILT
is it? I guess the question is: PILT and Secure Schools are the same? Are they the same? I think they're the same.
No, they're not.
No, but I think eventually they want to phase out both those programs at the federal level. If we don't fight for them hard.
I think that's fine if they do, as long as they're not going to give us our payment in lieu of taxes and give us the ground.
Yeah, the payment in lieu of taxes is payment in lieu of property taxes,
yes,
because of federally owned lands. Secure Rural Schools Act was
true.
Tied
timber
towards
tax.
The 25% timber harvest funds that came
right.
in. That's why I'm just wondering on your revenue line item of Forest Reserve what that money is and why it's decreased by 50% in the last year. Well, last year it was the same, but the year before that it was 50% more.
Well, I first got on the board, we got, I think it was either $600,000 or $800,000 built that we gave to the road department.
Yeah, I remember Joe Lowe showing me $900,000 from the 25% receipts at roads and schools.
You know, all these sources of funding go down, and the only thing that's left is general fund dollars to be transferred over. And
here's Joe. Maybe he can touch base.
There's just not a lot of funds left. I mean, we've seen the letters and the articles and whatnot about the condition of the roads, but roads are not a cheap thing. We could throw the entire general fund at it every year, and I don't believe we would get this thing squared away in the next 10 years.
Right. Supposed to be paving so many miles a year, and we're not doing any of that.
Aaron, what percentage of our roads are we actually paving now? The formula says we're supposed to be doing 40 miles a year. Now, we've never done 40 miles a year.
We have no Proposition 1B funds this year, so we won't be paving any roads.
Any roads, okay.
I mean, there'll be patches and dig-outs, low materials required projects, again, grind-outs and replacing structural sections of roadways is what we'll be doing, trying to maintain the foundation.
That's just basically patching.
Just as Rod Schuler put in the paper, though, that was always the desired level of paving was the 10% of your total, so 40 miles per year. And we've never done over about 3 to 4 miles a year.
Yeah, if that. Last year, I think we owned almost 2, but that was overlays.
On revenue line item 47900, roads, miscellaneous Buena Vista casino projects. Figure, where's that $288,000 revenue source come from?
That money comes from the Rabbit Creek. That's a 50% contribution that's coming from East Bay Mud.
The 288.
Correct. Yeah, the Buena Vista casino projects. I believe that was a line item last year, and it's no longer there.
Okay, so that's like a sub line item to that same category. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that East Bay Mud was going to contribute to that project.
They're paying part of it, half of it.
Mm-hmm.
We had to do it.
Still our responsibility.
You know, a question, those FAS projects, is that those four bridges mainly?
That's correct, and our bridge preventative maintenance projects. New York Ranch Road, Ridge Road Intersection Project.
I'm trying to remember, what's FAS mean? Federal
aid system, I believe.
Okay.
Did move on?
Yep. I am.
Public Works, Prop 1B, grading, building department.
Prop 1B, we have no budget for that. That's...
We don't have any Prop 1B money.
That's correct. So. We spent it all last year doing overlays.
Okay. Grading?
Grading,
$2,550, and that's back in the general fund.
Are the remainder of these back in the general fund section of our packet now?
Yes, they are. Except for waste management.
Sorry, we gotta jump around a lot, guys.
$2,550.
Currently, the grading department is at a $5,000 contribution from the general fund. We're expecting revenues to increase, so we shouldn't exceed the $5,000 from the general fund that's requested.
I'm okay with that.
Your expected revenue increase is derived from what?
Increased activity. What we've seen over the last year. We're projecting the same activity that we saw last year, so we could see potentially more than that.
At code enforcement, 2740.
Did we skip building department? Or?
Yeah. Did you go to
building at 2620.
Oh, sorry, building department, 2620.
There's changes in the departmental revenues. We've got $15,000 in revenues coming from the city of Sutter Creek, plan check and inspection services, which we're now performing. Our staff is changing. We've got a minor change in staff with the creation of the supervising building inspector position expected to fill from within.
Questions on building department? Code enforcement, 2740.
Code enforcement met the target, the CAO's target for this year. No major changes in that one. That's primarily salaries with revenue coming from the AVA funds. Partial revenue.
Like in-county travel is going up quite a bit there?
Pardon?
In-county travel comes up. We're experiencing more complaints, more requests for code enforcement. That stuff is off. Those costs are offset by our revenues from the AVA program. We use our AVA vehicle and fuel when we do multiple things at once. We're looking for cars at the same time. We're investigating code complaints or code violations.
In the off-season, is there any chance to utilize more building inspectors to help out code enforcement? Seems like we have ongoing cases that go on for years and years and years.
We don't have an off-season right now in the building department. We've got two guys in there, and they're pretty much utilized.
Our
current staff, Mike Dadema, is doing about 10 inspections a day. He is highly utilized. Rich Millard is checking plans and then also going out to try to keep up on the demand for the inspections for the building side of it. So we don't have that opportunity for utilizing building inspectors to follow up on this.
Is Nicholas at 100% code enforcement now?
Half code enforcement and half building.
I'm seeing two full times in code enforcement budget.
Full-time?
No.
No,
he's
half-time.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, it says FT under unit, excuse me, it says FT under unit, but 0.5 under LOE. Okay.
We just try to be as confusing as possible.
I'm okay with code enforcement.
We've done about 30% more calls this year than last year.
For code enforcement?
For code enforcement, yeah. Responded.
Most of them on Ridge Road, New York Ranch?
All over. It's a function of people just accumulating more garbage going to the landfill less, or utilizing garbage collection services less is a lot of them. First complaining.
Still responding to anonymous complaints.
Yeah. A lot of people don't want to leave their name. They're afraid of retaliation if it ever gets out, who they are.
You also have some other people using the code enforcement as a hammer to beat on somebody who they have marital difficulties with or whatever.
Right.
A person approached me yesterday and was concerned because he's been going through some, I guess, percent of custody battles with an ex-wife from years ago, and every time she gets mad, she calls up. He says, the building department, he has some type of school, like a schooling department. He says, now he scares you to go on the county code enforcement. So,
albeit that, we still have legitimate cases that seem to go on for years and years.
Sure, yeah.
And, someday it'd be nice to get some of those cleared up.
Well, we have one right now. These cases that go on for years, just there's no easy answer.
Well, one of the challenges that we have is right now we only have money in our budget to pay the salaries of the folks in the department. We don't have any money to go and abate things. And when we're not abating, it makes it hard to push, for us to push really hard, because we're going to get to a point where we're forced to spend money to make the situation, to correct the situation.
And then we look to retrieve that money through some sort of tax lien and or lien on the property.
Which takes time to get back.
Yeah.
Or a grant, like we did on Christofferson when we had to clean the tires up.
The tires we can clean up through amnesty grants through our solid waste department, but some of the other, accumulation of garbage, it's, a truckload or two from several different people's houses, but it's hard to compel them to do it with just writing letters.
Yeah, a lot of them are just zoning violations, too, and we just can't get them cleared up.
Okay, can we move to planning, 2780?
I was just going to say that code enforcement does a great job. I was out on the thing yesterday with the water agency, a water director, a person from fire, and another person from the county, and all five of us were out there. So it was a time-consuming thing for 3 hours. Code enforcement, I think, is doing a great job.
Aaron, planning?
Planning. Biggest change in planning this year is a reduction in the professional and specialized services moving forward with the general plan. That's been the pace of that's been slowed so that we can meet our target budgets. But our staff is... planning director, where's our staff here? Planner 3, and a senior administrative assistant, and we're planning to fill a Planner 2 position sometime in the next fiscal year.
Aaron, I'm sorry, I was reading and not listening as well as I should have. Could you repeat your earliest statement regarding the general plan? What does this budget reflect regarding
that? The budget reflects a reduction. Ideally, we wanted $256,000 to move the general plan forward. That has been reduced by $111,000, and the result of that will be the pace of the general plan update will be slowed.
That was my cut. That was a cut I took to it to match last year's funding level so that the funding didn't go up. I didn't reduce it from last year's funding level, but... a spike in the funding for the general plan. I know we need to get it done, but at the same time, I can't. A $100,000 increase is.
Well, is the funding that's being budgeted for that just going into a reserve account or something? Because I don't recall seeing anything get done on the general plan last year.
We didn't spend any of the money, pretty much. I mean, per se, there's probably a few
maybe $4,000 or $5,000 that has been done or was spent this fiscal year. But there is a let's see if I have that in here.
But yes,
my
recollection is our last board action on that was to put forward a, I believe, our preferred alternative. And it was out for environmental review at that point. Is AECOM not completing that because we haven't budgeted? Or
it's me. I can't get to the work that needs to be done in-house to get them back the information that they need to go forward.
What work is that?
Reviewing the document and making
reviewing sure their EIR or whatever it is. Okay.
Yes.
You know, a concern I'd have is, and it may be without merit, is how long can we let that thing sit before the information becomes old and outdated and people say, hey, use the old, outdated information to come up with this general plan, and it's not a valid general plan? Could that be a problem down the road if we can't?
It wouldn't be the general plan as much as it would be
parts
of the environmental document, but it would only be parts of it that would have to be updated. It wouldn't have to be done all over necessarily, but there may be parts that would have to be updated. The other part or hazard to pushing it back another year would be if there's any new regulations that come in to place that would have to
they
be
get
addressed.
Put in general, okay.
We ran into that with the greenhouse gases came up, and there have been some other things that have come up in the last 6 years that we've been working on this.
Well, with that comment, I wonder if we shouldn't do whatever it takes to get this thing done, because I don't see it getting any better in Sacramento. And I'm sure that I'll be passing a plethora of regulations. So, I mean, it's something to consider.
We've been working at a minimum, very, very, very minimum staff level this last year with cuts from last year, and then we had some unanticipated changes in staff leaving in the time it took to replace. That's part of the reason we've been delayed here. Next year, next fiscal year, we should have the staff.
Okay.
What would it cost us to hire a consultant to review the EIR that Susan's not able to get to? Not necessarily a consultant, but somebody locally that we felt was qualified to review that environmental document and call out whatever flaws might be detectable in that?
Possible, but I have no idea what it would cost.
Well, I have a lot of people volunteering, but maybe for the wrong reason.
And it's not just a matter of flaws in the document. It's internal consistencies and making sure what's in the EIR is what's in the general plan. And I've gone through most of it. I'd say most of it, at least half, if not two-thirds of it. It's just a matter of getting time. We got Newman Ridge. We got Jackson Valley Quarry back.
No, I'm not saying you're lollygagging or anything.
I'm just saying it's not that far off from getting to the end of the environmental review, then it's a matter of getting it back out for the public review process and the public hearings.
Yeah, this is the administrative review, correct?
Yeah, it's administrative draft EIR review.
Good thing is we should just keep going at this pace, and then the next 20 years will hit and we'll be right online. So.
Well, another thing that we do have this year that is required is the housing element update. It does have to be done this year. That should be a minimalistic revision because our numbers went way down.
Is that every 3 years, Susan?
Five or seven. I think we might be on a 7.
Thought we just
7 year. We're on a 7 year cycle.
7 year cycle now.
Like we just did that.
I know.
That's what I thought too.
I know. Time flies. I know.
You know, for the board's information too, as being at the store entity thing is coming up country. One of the things is the town center, the Buckhorn Town Center, Pioneer, California. If the store's gone, what happens to the so-called town center? Well, we'll figure that out later. We need to keep moving. Anything else for planning department?
Buckhorn?
Airport land use, 2770.
There was nothing.
We had a meeting last year, didn't we?
Pardon?
I thought we had a meeting last year, didn't we?
Yeah, we had an airport land use meeting last year.
Yeah, we had one. Anything on airport? Looks pretty
The funding that's being requested there is just what we expect to need to finish the update of the airport land use plan.
Okay. Anything else on airport?
Nope.
Waste management, 7850.
This is in the...
Back to the back of the book, yes.
Back of the book.
Tim?
Yes. Good afternoon. I think the one thing that I wanted to point out is on the department revenues sheet. And it says down at the bottom, net county cost, general fund, and it has $23,070, and maybe Maria could help us, but that is not a cost to the general fund. That's actually showing adjustments in revenue, and that's showing additional revenue from different sources. So,
Jim, before you go any further, I think we're all looking for our revenue page for that budget.
It's not costing the general fund.
It's not there.
Okay.
It's not there. We don't have a revenue sheet for that budget.
Oh, you don't have a revenue sheet?
No.
No. Okay.
The only question I had when I looked at this, the mandatory contribution by the $100,000 a year by the general fund, that's to go pay off the loan for the cell expansion or cell remediation or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's $100,000 that's repaid, although it comes as $100,000 coming in as revenue and $100,000 going out, so it's a wash, right, Joe?
But it's coming in from general fund, according to this general fund contribution of $100K a year.
Pay the loan, I think.
Right now, they're not paying back the loan. Right now, it's the only thing general fund is guaranteeing the post-closure costs.
So that's just for the post-closure cost?
Yeah. Okay. That's what it is. That's what the board promised the waste. The water waste
management board.
The regional water board, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Regional water board.
Whatever the cost is, we would guarantee, general fund budgets to guarantee that the cost would be, the post-closure monitoring would be done.
That's required for 30 years by law.
Yeah.
And, and we chose a mechanism called Pledge of Revenue, so... That's essentially what it's showing.
Okay.
Now, are we
see, otherwise, the waste, what's the name of the board?
Regional Water Board.
Would ask us to set aside a couple million dollars from the general fund to guarantee anything.
Right.
So the guarantee is that the general fund reserves will
cover
post
that.
It. Yeah.
In the end. So where are we at in that 30-year cycle?
We just start in.
Oh, boy.
And by the way, it's 30 years or until deemed no longer a threat to the environment.
Right. They'll do that analysis in the end of 30 years.
That's right.
Yeah. To extend it another 30 years.
Yeah.
Great life.
So, Supervisor Plass, I think the net result is there's no impact to general fund because we're showing $100,000 coming in and $100,000 going out.
And we're showing it going out in that loan repayment item that you referenced?
Yes.
But it's not actually going to a loan repayment. It's going into a savings account for the sake of performing these post-closure inspections, or?
Honestly.
The transfer only actually happens if the amount is needed. If it's not needed this year, we actually had to tap into it. Last year, we did not. So it's there as the security blanket, but it doesn't always, that transfer, that general fund contribution does not always get made unless it's needed. So it's not an automatic transfer.
Yeah. Though this year, we could be on the hook for the $3 million if something went.
This year was done. They had a cash flow, so we had to transfer the funds.
But we promised to transfer those funds, and if we're not doing it every year, are we?
No, we promised to make them available in case they were needed. So,
okay.
Pledge of revenue.
Yeah,
that was what it cost to get the truck off the top of the
A pledge of revenue up to $100,000 as needed, not a pledge of $100,000 a year.
Okay.
But they don't earn enough money to pay back any loan. The waste management doesn't.
The landfill's not generating much income these days.
They do have a contribution to the general fund of $3.80, though, so that...
Thank you very much.
We'll take it.
That sounds almost like a what's that, like a public transportation type project?
Yeah, that's a government profit center. Made $380.
Turn that into an enterprise fund.
Okay. Any other questions on waste management? You have grant money coming back in for tire programs and.
Yeah, by the way, we have somewhere in the neighborhood of about $70,000 coming in grant revenue, and that's for tire amnesty events and for oil, used oil collection, and then also for the beverage container collection. So those are ongoing grants that we pretty much pursue every year and every opportunity we get to keep that revenue coming in.
Batteries and fluorescent tubes and all that stuff, too.
Well, they're not offering any money for that stuff, so that's just hitting us, you know, out of our budget, but we're still doing it.
Okay.
All right, good job, Jim.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions for Aaron?
Nope.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Good job, Aaron.
Doesn't he have one more department? Is he going to do building?
We already did building.
Building.
I don't remember it.
Got another question?
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron.
Yes. Well, I did. I missed the building. I was looking around for it, I guess, and didn't find it. The anticipated requirements, let's see, oh, reading the wrong one. It was mentioned in there the costs are up due to the purchase of new code books. And that's my question is that stricter codes being enforced?
I don't know if they're more strict. I don't know if they're stricter. It's just the current version. It will be the current version next year.
What's the cost over? Why is it going up?
We haven't bought them. That's a one-time cost. So last year we didn't have to buy the new code books. How we only have to buy them when they have a new cycle come out. So it's $4,000 is what the cost of the.
So that's only four. Okay.
One minimal. Every three years.
Every couple, you got 3 years. Yep.
All right, I'm with you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you have any more questions?
We don't have to go back further, do we?
That's two.
And yeah, Jennifer, can you get Lewis's pills?
I'll knock you into next week.
Okay, we'll try to get back on track. PSA, where are you?
1700.
The whole room's full. Come on up, Don.
Facilities,
1700. Hello, John. Hello, Dave.
Gentlemen, need to work on the revenue side a little bit, boys.
Chair, members of the board, John Hopkins, General Services Director. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Massive target. Correct, John? Dave?
Pardon me?
Met the target. Your budget.
Oh, yes.
Target.
Oh, yeah. And more.
Any questions?
There was just one change on the cell phone line for an update. The dollar amount's okay, but the nomenclature should be 2 at 120, 2 at 45, because we had to reinstate Jeff Stanfield's phone, and we had to bump up Bob Toy's.
So 2 at 120.
So you guys even. 2 at 120 and 2 at 45.
2 at 45, okay.
So why are theirs 120 versus 75 versus 45?
Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that question.
We were told that there was 75.
Should be 120. Or should be 75.
Yeah. We were told that we had two cell phone stipends, $45 and $75, $75 for those that need data.
We'll get that fixed.
So we're showing $120 per phone on this per month.
The budget analyst. The calculations are actually correct. You can't see the calculations electronically. You can. The language is incorrect.
Hmm.
Okay. So she totaled them. What she's saying is that she
I got it.
And I will put the update in the language. I apologize.
It shouldn't be one at 120 and one at 120, 145.
Right, that's what I have.
Calculations are correct.
Well,
you lost me there.
Yeah.
I thought
we were at 75 and 45.
Because if you had two at $75, that's 150, and 45 is 290, or 190, and you're showing $330 as a dump rate. So
not sure what it is, but we'll get it fixed.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
All right. Anything else on facilities?
No, sir.
Thank you. County Improvement, 1810. Nothing? Nada? Public Defender?
Wait, I had a 1810. You jumped around a little fast. You
have anything on that?
County Improvement, I did have a question on that.
That goes back to the non-general fund section.
It's like two, three pages in.
The $477,000, is that from mitigation fees?
That's our new.
No, that's just the carrying the rolling forward balance in that. In that fund.
Okay.
And the contributions of years past.
Yeah, that's our capital facilities fee that people pay into?
No.
No? Okay. I'm thoroughly confused then.
You know, question.
It's our capital improvement. Period.
Got it.
Period.
There's a pretty big increase in that from some of the previous years.
Because of some planned projects and projects we're still moving forward with, yes. Yes.
Hello?
I'm fine with that.
Public Defender, 2180. Questions?
Still looking at... looking at some significant increased costs as a result of our capital case load there.
Yes, plus we picked up an additional one here month ago. So we got a total of three going on right now.
Can't we get like a Lloyd's of London policy to cover that?
Well, you probably could.
Christine and council are working diligently also to get some local contracts in place to also reduce cost cases.
Running, yes.
For what? For capital cases in case we get another one. Because right now, CHUMO...
Outside of our contract with CHUMO?
Because we've exhausted their resources right now, yes.
So just kind of a preemptive maneuver more than anything. If we get another one, we'll be prepared.
Yes.
Cost recovery on any of those from the state?
We're actually expecting about $80,000 this next year and probably more than that the following year.
Just what percentage?
As we had to meet a threshold of just under $600,000, so anything above that $600,000 is what we can submit for. So we're at about $680,000, somewhere around there.
Is that per case, Christine, or
cumulative? It's per case per year. So we have two cases that we can continue to collect on with that threshold. Now this new case will be on a separate. We'd have to meet a threshold with that one separately. So the threshold is based on the property tax, and they give you a formula to break it down. But because this new case was in this fiscal year and the other two cases were the year before, it's based on a separate threshold.
Starts over.
It's two separate.
So it's an annual expenditure threshold, regardless of the number of cases that fall within that year.
Right, but those two cases, if they continue, it will stick with that original threshold. So we'll just continue to collect on that particular.
As they split years, yeah. Yes. Keep getting. Okay.
More questions, Public Defender?
No.
Keep up the good work. Are you still going after the courts in regards to the money they owe us?
We are. Christine's all over that. I'm all over that. Yes, we are. And we're making some progress, but it can be tough. I think the change of the judges up there is probably going to be a good thing as well.
We have talked about committing extra resources towards cost recovery. So that's one of the things we're investigating towards the future, is to see once Christine gets the courts into shape, potentially.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, by the time she retires, then maybe we can get some ongoing cost recovery programs together.
Be like squeezing water out of a rock, huh?
I hope you don't have too many plans out there on the horizon.
Okay, let's keep moving. Animal Control, 2790. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Vail.
Hey, John.
Mr. Vail, sir. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Tabs. I want tabs.
I still can't find them.
2790.
Yeah, I know.
Find them.
You try to rifle through this packet.
Pilgrim.
We did a grumbling up front. We're done with grumbling on that, aren't we?
Yeah.
Any questions?
I do have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Under 51-100, under clothing and personal supplies, it's gone up a fair bit. It looks like you have probably less employees. I was just wondering how to...
We have fewer employees. And we'll see that the actual was somewhat less in 2011-12. But what we're spending that, it's not just uniforms. We purchase protective gloves for working in the kennels. They're changed many times a day. Various other personal disposable type items in there. Minor expenses like earplugs and things like that. But the biggest expense is gloves, plastic vinyl type gloves.
So it's part of the PPE, the personal protective equipment that you buy for everybody to use to make sure they're, you know, safe.
Not trying to be picky, but also right underneath that 51-200 is communications. That's went up substantially. Is that like radios? Are you updating radios?
No, the biggest part of that is actually telephone expense. That's billed from communications.
How much do you think of that would be telephone?
Is that landline, John?
Yes.
Landline to the offices. And
the offices, it includes, we have three internet lines for fire and intrusion alarm, bat monitoring. Telephone lines, we have six telephone lines.
Need an internet connection there too?
Pardon me?
Is an internet connection included in that as well? Probably
it is.
The DSL.
They are IP phones, yeah.
Could you? Oh, I'm sorry. If you guys are done, could you touch on the kind of strange numbering halfway down through your expenses? They look like subcategorization of veterinary services.
Yes.
One is spay and neutering, and one is APAL.
Yes, APAL you see is zeroed out. That's been transferred into a different budget, not my budget. The VAM was just a pass-through in my budget.
That's now in budget number 2700, which is special services. We'll talk about that under the board.
Right.
The line item 523511 is a subcategory under veterinary services. There has been a provision for a number of years in state law that we have to keep separate track of spay and neuter because we collect fines and penalties for various reasons. There used to be a deposit if animals were not spayed or neutered before they were adopted. Then we had to collect a deposit, and that money could not be commingled with other monies in the budget. And so that was the original reason for that line item, and it has stayed that way because there are still some funds that we take in that have to be kept separate. There's a state-required fine that we have to collect that we allow people to get refunds for if they spay or neuter. If there's an unaltered animal at large, the state believes that that's where part of the animal overpopulation problem comes from. And so they require us to collect a fine. And that's one of the things on the fee schedule that is refundable if people have it spayed or neutered within a time period. But it's got to be kept separate because the only thing that money can be used for is spay and neuter or spay and neuter education.
So with a projected expenditure this year of $39,000, how is that expenditure?
That is on spaying and neutering animals that are adopted from our shelter. We're not spaying or neutering animals that belong to other people. We are only doing it for animals that are being adopted from our shelter.
Okay. Cost to spay or neuter animals that we plan on adopting out after we've assessed them to verify that they're adoptable and all that. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Nope.
Got any of those miniature pigs over there again?
Not yet. I hope that it's some time before we get them again.
I had fun with them.
Hope so, too.
There, one was mean, though. Do something with it. I gotta socialize them. All right.
Where's the dog?
Thanks, John. Okay. On to library. Laura, where are you?
The budget you have in this packet does not include the most recent changes that Laura had made, and there's about a $7,000 savings beyond what we're showing here.
Speaking of communications line items.
Or did you cut the language program out, foreign language program? You used to have a contract with a company that library users could go onto the site.
Oh, that's a subscription database from Mango Languages. No, the Friends pay for that. They fund the online resource. Yes, we still have it.
What is the bulk of your professional and specialized services line item?
It goes to the Stockton contract that we have for the library system. They host our library system, which provides the circulation, cataloging, so that you can check in, check out the it's called CIRSI. So that's our integrated library system, and they host that for us because we're unable to do that here. So, and it's a lot less expensive for them to host it for us.
Thank you.
Any other questions on library?
Yeah, under service supplies and communications, you've got about a $6,000 increase there. I was wondering what would cause that.
Well, it's down from
the
previous.
It's actually down
from 11-12, and you're at 27-4 in 12 and 2012-13. So I'm just looking back a couple years.
We had purchased computers, so that was some of that cost, and part of that also we had put in for Wi-Fi. And that was part of that cost as well. There was an end of life server that we had to replace, and we also had to replace a router and hub one that lives here at the county building in IT, and one that lives in Stockton. So that was part of the reason for the higher amount in that time frame.
And that's all to maintain the internet access for the various computers at the library. So that's why it goes in the communications line.
Computers are great, but boy, they're always dinging you.
Careful with the end of life server statement. A computer at the end of its life.
Well, thank you.
Laura, do you think that you could do something like put contribution boxes in the library? I mean, even if people only put a buck at a time in, if you could recoup $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a year, that would help your budget.
We do currently get many donations to the Friends, and we have in place right now an Adopt-a-Book program through the Friends of the Library, which has been helping to purchase some materials that we were unable to purchase because of the budget finances.
But it's so easy for somebody to pull a buck out of their pocket and put it into a voluntary contribution.
Well, we used to do that. However, we were broken into twice, and the bucket was stolen. So now what we encourage people to do is to give to the Friends, and then they, in turn, assist us with programming, supplies, materials, and that.
Which yields about $2,000 to $3,000 a year.
Actually, more than that.
Depending on their sale. But she also is also actively, things like E-Rate, actively always trying to pursue funds for the library.
I was going to ask about the E-rate. I know Ruth is having some medical difficulties. Are you still going to be able to go after the E-rate program this year?
Yes, we applied already. They've received our application. Now we just wait to hear. I'm pretty sure they will go ahead and fund it because it's nothing unusual. It's just for the phone and internet charges. And that amounts to about $11,000, which is why we can save in the communications line item.
We didn't include it in the budget to be conservative, in case there was some reason why we didn't get it. But that would be roughly $11,000. It would help as well.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. Parks and Recreation, $7,100. Chuck, do you want to cover this?
Parks and Rec.
Oh, no comments?
I have a comment.
I just have a question. The Parks and Recs, are all the cities participating with ACRA?
I don't believe so. That would be an ACRA question, but I still don't believe Ione is contributing.
The nicest garden spot is not?
We have, there are a number of things with this, with ACRA that we don't contribute. You know, with the most recent recalculation of the costs associated with the HHS building, it was became obvious that we don't, ACRA doesn't pay for their rent either, and that gets it's directly paid for by the general fund, which at $3.38 a square foot, it's not cheap. So we're talking about $23,000 a year in in-kind services that ACRA gets from us, in addition to the 88.7 here. Yes, sir.
I have one question. Who decided to put the supervisor's discretionary budget on the chopping block?
That was a conversation between me and the chairman.
Oh, okay. So that hasn't been passed as that.
Didn't go through admin, huh?
No, it didn't go through admin.
It happened because we didn't have the money.
Well, the board had not met their target either, and I asked the chairman how he wanted to go about doing that.
Well, you know, our monies go right back to the community, which goes right back to the people in the county of Amador.
Right, but if you don't have the money, you don't have the money. Our only choice was to take the discretionary fund down to 1,000 take the vehicles.
Could you let me finish, sir? I think what we could do.
I thought you were finished. I'm sorry.
I thought what we could do is take it out of our stipends for our cell phones that we have $4,000 in our budget for.
That was supposed to go away years, too, when we increased our salary.
I've never taken a cell phone stipend.
I've never taken a cell phone.
Well, we will have the opportunity to address the board if you, well, yeah, however
it
you want to, yeah. They do kind of blend together right now, so that is, however you want to do it, pleasure of the board.
That's a pretty good thought, Supervisor Norelli.
Thank you, sir.
You know, if any of you need a loan, I'll be able to help you out, but it's going to be some interest this year.
Oh, so your name is Lone Shark Louie, huh?
Worse than that, buddy.
Where is the cost showing in? Well, it's not in this budget line. That's in the board budget line is the stipend, phone stipends. In
yes,
this
sir.
Budget line is the discretionary funds.
So I took away $4,000 per district. So that saved $20,000. I don't think we're going to get that on the cell phones.
No, but we have $4,000 on the cell phones. If we're going to give away anything, I think we ought to give away the $4,000.
Almost five, I think.
And give each board member back $1,000.
I like that.
For his discretionary funds, that goes back into the communities, which goes back to the people of Amador County.
I agree with you, Ted. I'd like to have more money to put back into the community, but if we don't have the money, I haven't been taking a cell phone stipend for years.
Well, if nobody's taking it.
If no one's taking it, why do we have a budget for $4,000?
Then we shouldn't have it. But that's not, hell, not going to bring back your $4,000 in your discretionary account.
No, it'll bring some back. But.
Well, the cell phone line in the board's budget is $48,44, so it's almost $5,000.
Who's taking it?
Where does that go?
I don't know.
I pay in my own cell phone.
I've been paying my own cell phone.
Years. Yeah, me too. I've never.
Me too.
So if you don't know where that goes, I suggest you.
We'll zero it out.
Then maybe we can have another $1,000 in our discretionary fund if we're not.
Well, it's pretty hard to split 48-34. Just zero that account out.
Well, you don't have to take any.
District 2.
You don't have to take any. It's in your paycheck. Why are we getting it? We're not.
I don't think. None of them, I believe, are getting the stipend.
When you tell us we had to declare it on our IRS,
no,
it's just added into your paycheck. If it's in the budget, you must have signed one of those things before.
Nope.
No way.
News to me.
Show me.
You show me on my paycheck.
Let me go up and ask our payroll person, okay?
Yes, you do that.
All right, anything else under Parks and Recreation?
The ACRA contribution was left the same, so with that reduction. She did submit a request for $45,000 additional beyond the our contribution of $88,000 and the contribution of $23,000 in rent plus for utilities, and I have rejected that. So I don't know whether or not you will petition the board separately or what, but it's not in this budget.
I think we're good. As is.
All right, let's move on then, museum. $7,200, pretty straightforward.
Pretty straightforward. The only thing that's increased.
We're paying for utilities there now?
Right. I think you guys know why.
That including the Bordello exhibit?
Yes, sir.
It's gone now, right? Or very much diminished.
Hey, it's part of history. It should be there, like it or not.
It should not be one person's personal ideology to
Absolutely.
Decide whether it exists or not. We will address that.
All right. Anything else on museum?
No.
Motor pool, $7,800. Hi, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Motor pool is in the back of the book.
Time for another break.
Yeah. No, let's get
not through. Sure I want to join in on that, although I would wish to say hello. Sounds like the Waltons.
You guys are getting giddy.
You're doing a cost-benefit analysis now of the pumps?
Are beginning to do a study, yes.
That's mandatory, though, right? That pump test.
Well, the inspection, the five-year lining is mandatory in order to keep the pumps up and running. That we have to have that done by October of 2013, but we are doing a study prior to that to determine how we want to move forward. Whether on-site fueling station, or if maybe we want to go off-site.
Basically, so like card lock or something to that effect.
Card lock, correct.
Card lock.
I noticed I filled up the card lock the other day, and all the school buses fill up there.
Been out there since you moved out there.
Yeah, the schools have requested to fuel up with us before. Unfortunately, they can't.
A long time.
Negotiate.
They can't negotiate the turn and the bus that size. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very difficult.
It's a study worth doing for sure.
Yep.
And when we say study, we're just looking at it in-house. We're not paying somebody.
We're not paying a consultant to do a projected usage study.
No, and actually the information Supervisor Plagi gave me the other day about above-ground tanks, too, and the airport can talk about that, but we're in compliance with that as well for the CARB, for the coating of those tanks. But the underground tanks are going to be questionable here between
well, and I could see
the wall.
I could see the need for a small amount of fuel on-site to deal with the ancillary, you know, refueling of smaller equipment and so forth. You don't want to run down the card lock for that, but we could get by with probably a 1,000-gallon tank on site and keep it above ground and eliminate a lot of your issues that way.
Okay.
Okay.
More questions? Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
The Port Services. Hi, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
I'm back.
It's like you never left.
Take care. Questions? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Airport Enterprise Fund, $7,900.
Mr. Shepherd.
Shepherd.
You guys might want to switch places. No, never mind. That's fine.
I just like making him feel short.
Feel better on the court than you are.
Any questions on the airport? Pretty basic.
Enterprise fund.
Shepard's doing a good job. If we get those tanks paid off, we'll be even doing a better job. I know Supervisor Boitano and myself, we were talking as individual about that, trying to generate some money to pay those tanks off so we could have more money in the airport enterprise fund.
Yeah, Ted wants to loan you the money out of his wallet to pay the tank off, and then you can pay him interest.
At the rate we're
favorable.
Paying interest to Caltrans.
Favorable, yeah.
Okay, at what rate?
I was going to say, at the rate we're paying to Caltrans is a heck of a lot better than a CD now.
Yeah, I hear no questions, so I think.
Thank you.
We're done. Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
Well,
Bill.
You've accelerated a little quickly there, Mr. Chairman. Special projects, the 144, is that the PAPI system project?
Correct.
So you got the federal grant to go ahead with that now?
We have the grant in place. It's for the PAPI installation as well as the tree mitigation.
Oh, the tree one, yeah. That's under this, too?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great.
Got those eucalyptus trees or whatever?
Yeah, north of the airport.
That's know. About, it's not just those, it's probably about 40 or 50, I think, of those trees scattered throughout. So.
There's some live oak and some pine. But
have we cleared approval with the property owner on that?
We're working well
working
with
on
the
it.
New property owner.
Yeah, she sold it, right?
Yes, she did She's sell it.
So. It's a B-man, I think, isn't it, about it?
They okay. tore that house down, didn't they?
No, they just cleared out the vineyard that was there.
Okay, I think we better move on. All clear?
Yep.
Back to Joe. Do you have an answer for us?
Survey says? Yeah, I checked with Susie. She says none of you guys are taking the stipends.
It's okay to get rid of that then, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Joe.
Get rid of it. You mean into the discretionary fund.
Put it in our discretionary fund. That's what I meant.
Once in a blue moon, the supervisor from District 3 is right over the auditor. All right. John, anything else?
No, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
IT, information technology.
That would be 1970.
That was a very good year.
How many people we have in there now? Total? In IT?
How many people in IT?
Yeah. I know some do sheriff's office stuff exclusively.
We got 7, including myself.
Okay.
Keep you guys hopping, huh? Any questions? What's the percentage increase to departments, Jeff?
Percentage increase? Relative to which?
Well, it says there's this year showing an increase in charges to departments outside of the general fund.
The increase in revenue that you're showing.
Okay, very well. The increase in revenue, last year when we did staff reductions, I also had to reduce a guesstimate on, or you know, a calculated guesstimate on the reducing revenues. Some of the departments, not all, that have fund sources other than general fund, they may or may not be able to pay some of those IT services with those funds. So whether or not we can include that as revenue is sometimes questionable. There's years we can include it, and the department will cut us off midway due to their budget, their fund changes. If it's, for instance, social services has state funding, if they can tap into that money for some of our services, they will. But it's really, it's outside of my hands. All we can do is report the services provided, and if they can pay for those services out of those fund sources, they will. That is our revenue source. We reduced revenues when we reduced staff, and then when we brought back staff last year, we did not increase revenues to match that that refill of the or the staff position that was brought back after layoffs. As a result, we are anticipating at the end of the year our revenues will be about $15,000 above what we had previously projected.
Okay.
We expect that to be the same going through next year.
Okay.
That directly attributable to the addition of one staff member? I'm just looking at the ratio here, Jeff. If you're increasing a staff member at, let's pick a number of 60 or 70,000 a year, but you estimate they're able to generate 15,000 in revenue from the services that person provides to these other departments that have other funding.
Yes, it's not directly divided amongst staff members because the type of projects that different staff members work on will actually impact what that staff member would be. If we break it down statistically and show what each staff member generates in revenue, that will change. So it's not each staff member is not proportional to the same. It's not like, it is 18% per staff member.
Does IT do anything with ACTC, with this new center? No?
I don't believe so.
Very little. We're kind of on standby. If they need us, they know that they can lean on us as a resource. We do have the mechanism set up to charge for those services should they be needed.
As far as the teleconference facility and so forth, no, though that's been all our own internal. That's CMAQ-funded, congestion mitigation and air quality funds. Pays that Daniel Whitehorn's salary.
Wasn't there something to do with map questing or something?
Yeah.
Sometimes we might utilize them.
Right. The CMAQ funds pay for his that IT. He's technically an IT person, but he crosses over into some of the GIS work that we used to do here at the county for Blueprint and that, because ostensibly it's all for reducing vehicle miles traveled. And, yeah.
There are times that Daniel Whitehorn at ACTC will contact us if he needs some additional help, and we try to be available to him. But we're not actually, we don't have an agreement in place to provide those services. It's kind of a good neighbor agreement. So we can recoup those charges should we extend services to them.
All right. Any other questions for Jeff?
I'd just like to say I had an instance recently where I needed to lean on IT staff. Two members, I'll call them out specifically, Jeff Porozek and Lindsay Clark, and both did an excellent job in helping me through my problems. So kudos to them.
Got a lot of problems.
Big guy, big problem.
A lot of problems.
You can take on the Community College Foundation.
Yeah, David shared a lot of work for the board office, so we appreciate him coming up on call very quickly.
Thank you.
He helped Jennifer the other day, right? when her computer acted up. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right. Terry, Veteran Services Officer, 5,500.
Back to the back of the book.
How are we doing today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
General Fund?
You love it, Amador County. Huh?
Not quite the back.
1970. No, he's General Fund.
No, wait.
5,500.
5,500
isn't General Fund. Looking at the wrong line.
It could be.
Right here. No, he's General Fund.
Before the green page.
It is General Fund.
All right. Any questions for Terry?
Terry, you got anything you want to tell us?
Yes, I had a meeting with Mr. Eiley about increasing two items. One, I'll start with the 52910 meetings and conventions that's presently listed at $1,500. There's a income that comes from the state of California of $2,500 based on the amount of meetings that I go to. If I go to all three and it's required for me to go to them, the state gives the county $2,500 in subvention funds. So I think that number should be $2,500.
Yeah, I agree with that, and that's one that we had agreed on. So we'll make that change.
I have a question. If the state gives $2,500 to go to meetings and conventions, is there any other meetings you might need to go to that are not funded by the state?
Presently, no. I don't have to go to any extra meetings.
Okay. Then I'm okay to $2,500.
I will say that Terry does participate in other meetings in the county, like Veteran Service and Ambulance and stuff like that. So,
the three mandated meetings, are they all within the state of California?
Not necessarily. In fact, the next one I go to in June is in Reno.
No, that's not too far. I'm thinking of first one in Washington, D.C.
No, there's none like that, no. No. It's the California Association of Veteran Services, so they try to stay within the state. However, this one I'm going to in June is a national organization, which is in Reno, and it is a required one to go to because normally they have the one in Sacramento this time of year, and they've canceled that, and they're sending us to the national in Reno. Which is a good thing because there I can get nationally accredited into the other organizations such as AMVETS, Disabled American Veterans, Veterans of Foreign Wars, instead of just being accredited with the CDVA, which I am right now.
I got a guy that can give you free room and board up there, so he's got a barn.
Really, in a barn? What a deal.
You can hit Cabela's on the way up. So.
You better get that refund back from the hotel we already made. All right. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was, first off, I want to say I'm happy to be here, as you'd asked, and I know that when I was hired on that I was a part-time employee at the 80% rate. I knew that. I accepted the job at that rate. However, what I'm going to ask the board to do is for the upcoming budget year to keep me at the halftime or 80% rate for the first 6 months. And then in January, which is be the second 6 months, is to consider employing me at the full-time rate, to include that in the budget for?
It would be about $8,000 and $16,000 to put them at full-time for the year. So if you're proposing only half of the year, it would be about $8,000 extra. I will say one thing. The reduction, well, the $16,000 we saved by going from full-time to 80%, and Terry's insurance contribution is significantly less than the Floyd's was. So
his cost to us.
His cost to us, the cost for the Veteran Services Officer total went down by 25% just by that both of those moves. So we would be reinstating basically $16,000 of that for upcoming years.
Hey, and so correct me if I'm wrong, Terry, not to cut you off, Chuck, but if we go to full time on you in January, like you mentioned, then we would not be paying you in lieu of for medical, or would we?
You'd still pay me for not taking your medical insurance. Right now I get that at the 80% rate, right, which is $466. And once I become full-time, I get it to $600, I believe.
Would it go to 600 from 400?
Yes, that's correct. He would get the full payment. Right now, it's prorated at 80%.
Okay.
The right, but that amount is still less than the insurance cost.
I'm not questioning the amount. I was just wondering if he's going to get it. That's all.
And I brought some documents to show the work that I do. I keep track of all the phone calls I've received. And I didn't make a package for each one of you, but for the phone calls in the month of February, I 199 phone calls. Phone calls for the month of March, 153. I keep track of everybody that comes into the office. I have them sign sign a sheet. Anywhere from 3 or 4 a day, and I've had as many as 20 people in my office in one day. I've also brought the number of claims I've done. To date, I've done a total of 55 claims, and that's in 2.5 months. Floyd averaged approximately 60 claims in 6 months. I've had printed five articles in the Amador Ledger. I have another one coming out this Friday. It really creates a lot of interest. I get a lot of phone calls asking me questions about these articles. I get a lot of people walking in the door with the article in their hand wanting to know things. So, you know, it's the outreach that I'm doing. Other outreach I do at night, I've gone to the Upcountry Lions. I've gone to Gold Country Military Families, Jackson Rotary. I'm going to see them next Tuesday at Teresa's at 6:30 at night. I own Veteran Festival is April 27th, which is a Saturday. And these are things that I do on my time, basically. And so, and another thing, one of the reasons I was hired was because of my expertise in VetPro. I have approximately 3,000 files like this that I have to put into VetPro. And to date, I've done 100. That's 2.5 months. So it takes a lot of time to do this. And that's between the phone calls, between the claims, that kind of stuff. So I stay pretty busy, to say the least.
So you're creating your own problem by all the outreach you're doing. But that's,
I was going to say,
that's why we hired you, because you said you were going to do that. You said you were going to be talking to veterans and going to events, and you're doing exactly that. And when we hired you, I think the perception was somewhat, when we went through the interviews, that it was going to be a full-time position. So I think we should strongly consider that going back to a full-time.
Well, Chairman, I wouldn't have taken this job if I wasn't passionate about helping veterans. And I am.
Well, you're doing a great job. Any other comments, gentlemen?
No.
All right, keep it up, Terry.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
Terry. You're welcome.
All right.
100.
You know, you need a break before we go into Board of Supervisors? All right.
I need one after.
All right. Item 1100, Board of Supervisors.
And again, this is salaries remain flat in terms of your salaries, as you all did not take a raise this year, again, contrary to rumors out on the street.
A little louder, please.
Is that on the mic?
It doesn't matter. A good rumor always beats the truth.
Yeah.
Anything else under Board of Supervisors? Let's see. More comment at all, Chuck, on the deputy clerk position?
Yeah, I was about to mention that. The admin, this budget shows the admin assistant 2 position. The admin committee approved an item going to the board for next Tuesday to reclassify the admin assistant 2 as the deputy clerk. So that would be, I think, what did I say, $3, $3.60 an hour?
85 cents or something like that.
Yeah, something on that an hour. So we'll dig into this cost a little bit, or we'll add to that cost a little bit, but that's about $7,000 a year.
You said we had some savings left over.
We have some savings left over from some money that we haven't spent.
But it's a number of not going to cost a lot more, and it allows her to act in the capacity of board clerk to sign documents and things when in Jennifer's absence.
Correct.
Yeah, that's important. Could be real important.
No, I think she's doing a good job and needs to be recognized for it.
I concur with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think admin concur with that, too.
Absolutely.
On the $20,000 reduction, the $4,000 per discretionary account, I went through it with Chuck, and there's not too many other places to cut now. If we had opportunity to bring it back, I'd like it to be at 15 like it used to be for supervisor, but we just can't afford it right now. So if we find areas like the cell phones that were not allotted that, then we can punch things like that back into it.
Well, I'd like to say on that topic that, I mean, and we haven't got to some of the other discretionary things coming up, but we will. And, we've had some outside county government departments that have, or not departments, but services that have got significant raises this year, increases, and yet we're still considering contributing the base amount they used to receive on top of. And I'm talking about ACT. We used to pay them $20,000 or $25,000 a year. We agreed to turn the whole 4% increase of the TOT tax over to them, and now it's being proposed that that goes on top of the $20,000 or $25,000 that we were paying them.
No,
that's what's showing up in the budget. And I'm just saying to the chairman's comment that there's no place else to take this to keep our discretionary funds whole. I think that's a place that should be considered to take to keep our discretionary funds whole, because our monies go right back into those nonprofits and those things in the community that help to. I know in my case, I've contributed a tremendous amount to the Kennedy Mine Foundation, as well as other like projects that cater to tourism and serve to bring that many more people to the county as well. So I think it's a similar use of the monies.
They create tourism, John, but they don't get the word outside of the county very well.
I would beg to differ with you. We brought in 2,200 students and their parents last year for student tours at the Kennedy Mine from all outside of the area.
That
last year,
strictly the Kennedy Mine that did that?
Strictly.
No other help from Chamber or ACT or anybody else?
Our school tours program.
Got a big pickup when the Sutter Gold Mine shut down their tours for the school group.
Oh.
But just an example, in the 10 or 12 years that gold mine tour is in existence, they had 500,000 people go through it. So
it's a big.
Okay, any other comments? CAO, 1105.
I've been waiting for this one.
Yeah, this guy gets one of them $75 phones.
The CAO budget has met its appropriate target. Unfortunately, on Maria's back, but the budget officer has been reduced further from 80% down to a split between 80% and 60%, which averages out to 70%. But so next year during budget time, she'll be here 80%. During off season, we'll bring it on to 3 days a week, so that will be some savings, and so the CAO could meet his budget.
What's the salary and wages increase? Is that what's the extra cost from there?
From where to where? From
1/12/13 to 13/14. Remember
174 and. Well, 13/14 is 188, about a 6,000.
Oh, 11/12 went up from 188 to 273 with the addition of the budget officer. That was, you're talking about between actual 11/12 and 12/13?
Adopted 12/13 and recommended 13/14.
Yeah, that didn't go down.
No, it doesn't go down. It went up.
Didn't she come
six,
on part way through the? Didn't Maria come on part way through the 12-13 budget? Maybe. Yeah.
I know she did, but I'm not sure why that number.
Got her hand up.
Need to give her a portable microphone, don't I?
Mr. Microphone is what she gets.
Can't hear you.
Maria, why don't you just come over here? You'd be more comfortable.
Hello again. The increase during this current year, they were actually budgeted me at full time. And so we have the salary savings that we've been able to, actually we're going to redirect that to some resources needed for the CAO's office. But as he said, next year we'll be adjusting the work schedule pursuant to the need, and there would only be the need, full need, for the 6 months during the heavy budget period and a lighter need during the period from July to December. And that to me.
I think the question was, though, why the 2012-2013 budget, which is $173,980, has went up in the 2013-14 budget to $188,000.
Strictly salaries and wages.
Back to us on that one.
Joe, do you have any?
I think that was an adjustment made for salaries from the two periods. So, Joe, can you help me on that one?
I think you want to look at, does anybody have a current budget? You want to look at the positions.
Now, between 12 and 13 and 13 and 14, the positions.
I think.
Yeah, it's possible 12, 13 didn't have a full year of the budget analyst in there because we figured we weren't going to get that. Yeah.
But Supervisor Ronetto said that about 15, 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. Well, I believe he's probably correct.
Glad you heard him.
Thank you. Thank you.
Adopted budget has a senior analyst, and I think you changed it. So maybe that's why the increase, why the difference.
I don't know.
When it comes for final budget, can make sure you have an answer on that.
If there's any savings, we can put that back into our discretion.
I'll analyze it and get back to you on Tuesday.
Yes, you'll analyze that. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you, Joe. Okay. Any more questions on CAO?
Lots.
Operating transfers, 1900.
I did have a question on this. I touched on the unfunded liability earlier, so I guess we'll look into that, as Chuck mentioned. But debt service of $700K?
That's a debt service for this building.
$700,000 a year?
Yes, sir.
Debt service on this?
How many more years do we have in that loan? It's kind of getting...
We just started.
It's like the landfill. We've only just begun.
I don't know on that one. The Jardine offhand.
How many more years payments on this building?
I can't remember if it was 25 or 20 years, but we started paying it in 2007-08.
No. We got a ways to go then.
So if it's 20.
Tobacco security. Next.
All right, any more questions on operating transfers? 1910 promotion.
these are the lines that Supervisor Plass was referring to, and the ACT line that was kicked up from 20,000 to 85,000. The additional last year's DOT tax at 6% brought in $100,000. So to increase that from 6% to 10% is an increase of 66%. So that, I mean, since it makes the math pretty easy, but it's going to be about $66,000 increase from TOT. I just rounded it to 65, and I added it all to ACT, which I thought was what the will of the board was. So if I'm incorrect, tell me.
I don't remember. I thought they were getting the TOT increase was going to them, but not necessarily what they received before wasn't not necessarily being automatically extended to them or given to them.
That's my recollection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think we made a decision on that at that point. We talked about it.
We just did it for the year.
Well, yeah, I think we agreed to send a 100% of the 4% increase to ACT for 18 months.
18 months. The other thing there, Chuck, on the film commission, did you fund $5,000 to the film commission out of your budget?
I think we gave that to them this year, yes.
So, but where it was going to have to come from was the question.
It came out of my budget, not the CAO budget. The savings that were because the budget analyst didn't come in.
Well, that probably shouldn't be coming out of your budget, and he's going to come back and ask for it again.
Well, he can do that. Right now it's at zero. If you want me to fund it, let me know.
Yeah, I don't think it's $5,000.
I don't think it's $5,000. I think if you go back, it's either $2,000 or $2,500. We've never given him $5,000. Not recently, anyway.
I'm going off of memory, and that's never a good thing.
Stay in the budget.
It's zero right now, but it was zero last year, too. But the thing is,
he come in and we give him money.
He needed revenue, and I think he came in, and he justified $5,000, so Chuck took it out of his budget.
Oh, this last year.
Right.
But I mean, it was zero, but
we had to
do it. $2,000, it's right here, last year. $2,000, that's what we gave the film commission.
All right, then he got
$2,500 more or $3,000.
You remember how much money you gave him out of your budget?
I can check. The system locked up. Computer, and Jennifer's gone, so...
We can get you a hover round if it makes it easier for you to get over to the computer.
You know, one thing, I was thinking possibly if we took line item 54110, that's ACT, if possibly we'd reduce that by 10,000, they're still getting 66,000, plus they'd be getting another... 9,000 on top of that, so it'd be the whole TOT, the 4% plus 9,000. That'd bring him down to 75,000, and we could take that 10,000 towards the board's discretionary funds, and we'd still be having reduced discretionary funds too. But overall, be getting fairly close.
I like the way you're thinking there.
I concur with that.
But before you do the discretionary fund, you better think about the film commission, which is zero right now. What I don't want to do is have Tom come in with another request this year and have us have to scramble to find the money. Because they do a lot of events. I know Preston Castle works pretty closely with Tom on quite a few filming events this year.
That should come out of District 2 discretionary fund.
Yeah, it's every district, though.
What about 2,000 out of line item 54109? Again, we somehow in this last year, which
we could.
Were just as tight then as we are now, we moved $10,000 to the chamber up to $25,000.
That could probably work.
They ended up getting $25,000 though last year.
I know it. That's what I'm saying. We're spending discretionary fund and actually overspending our budget to do that.
Yeah, maybe we
did it right now and stick with it.
Maybe we should step back and take a look at ACT and the chamber and make it more proportional towards one another.
Well, that would be better. Actually two out of one and maybe eight out of another or something.
Well, you know, you still got the film commission too. So
no, I mean, but maybe add the third one in, the film commission, and look at it overall.
Well, I want to be realistic, because what we do is we set this and we set it low, and then every year both groups come in and we agree to take more out of contingency. Every year. I want to be realistic for once.
Well, what are we doing?
Time
now?
For reality is at the time of the vote when they're asking for more money.
$110,000 between the two. A lot of money.
Chamber will be right back in asking for more if you only put $10,000 down.
No, we'll put more than $10,000. No, there's $25,000 right now. I think what Supervisor Plaza is saying is take two from the $25,000. They get $23,000, and that $2,000 would go towards the film commission. And there would be 10 would come from ACT, which would go towards the board's discretionary funds. And I think I'm okay with that scenario.
Yeah. Combined with the $4,000 reduction out of the board budget for phone stipend or whatever.
And 4,800 or whatever, 4,044, yeah.
Now you got $15,000 coming back to the $20,000 cut from the discretionary funds.
Yeah.
Got that, Chuck?
$2,000 from the chambers. Recommended $25,000 shifted to the film commission, and $10,000 from the ACT's budget that goes to board discretionary.
How much out of the ACT?
$10,000. And the approximately $5,000. Let's just make it five if we keep the numbers simple, of the phone stipend that was that in the board budget?
Board budget.
Mm-hmm. The board budget.
48.
Cut that. None of us are taking a phone stipend and apply it to our discretionary.
The film commission's getting that $2,000 then or more?
Yes.
So that's $17,000 additional to but evenly, I assume.
No, it should be 15 to the board, because two of that's going to the film commission.
Oh, two goes. Okay, I'm sorry.
Goes to the film commission.
I missed that one. Okay, then never mind. I understand.
You're with us.
I'm with you. 15. That would put the discretionary funds at $4,000 each.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're taking a reduction out.
The original 1,000 plus these, yeah. Plus three each. Okay.
Yeah. We got five in there now at 1,000 apiece, so that's 20.
Right.
Total. Five was, we got 4,000 each, which is a 20% cut. You want to think in terms of percentages.
Now, I see the rationale, but I still don't agree with it, because...
Well, you don't have to.
Either way, you're going to have both groups back on our doorstep, so...
They can come here, but I mean...
Well, that's where the political pressure comes in every year in the board members' cave, so...
Just say no.
Exactly. It'll happen again. All right, anything else on promotions? Grant projects, 1990...
These are non-existent. There's nothing left.
Grand jury, $2,150.
Oh, no, there is literacy grant. Okay.
$2,150 on the grand jury.
I didn't see anything.
I'm fine with the grand jury.
Fire protection, $2,440.
Chuck, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't dispatching going up?
It is. It's still less than the amount we are contributing here, and we are holding we're holding fire. I held the amount the same because that the this amount is not was determined by that formula that we had developed as far as the shifting of the funds to, so the fire would equal sheriff eventually.
On the 172.
Of the 172. This is all 172 funds.
Right.
So, but what I've done here is kind of extrapolated what the board had given me direction to do last year, which is I've just held the amount the same as it was last year, the dollar amount the same. Total Prop 172 funds will go up slightly. It's not going to be a huge increase, but it is something. But
that is tied to sales tax.
That is tied to sales tax. Yeah. I am holding this dollar amount flat for fire, simply because there seems to be nothing going forward in terms of
consolidation.
Mm-hmm. And so, unless the board tells me differently, that's what I'm going to continue to do.
I'm okay.
I'm fine with that.
We're good with that.
I think when consolidation made a priority, then maybe we can continue to share more funding. But, for instance, Jackson Valley Fire Protection District, they're trying to hire personnel right now. What's recommended is a supervisor and three staff to go year-round. They can't afford that. With $200,000 they bring in, they would exhaust the budget before they get three-quarters of the way through the year. So consolidation would help immensely, but most of our departments aren't thinking that way.
Well, and the AFPA actually redrafted their joint powers agreement and the rules within to blatantly eliminate the goal of consolidation, which was in their original JPA documents, and they wrote it out in 2010.
Was in the original two task force that made that recommendation, and I'm going back 20-plus years. For one thing, we're tired of this.
There is no obligation for the board to give any 172 funds to fire. Fire was not funded when the 172 obligation came about. It was to refund, to prevent counties and cities from redirecting funds away from public safety, which was happening. But at the time that happened, and the moves that were supposed to be offset by 172, the county was not funding fire at all.
But their argument was that on the ballot measure, it was public safety, fire, and police, and that's when they came forward.
Well, I understand.
I hear what the CAO is saying, and I agree with him, but League of Cities stated, and they have paper on it, and showed me a paper that stated fire was up there at the podium when 172 was being broadcasted throughout the state for sheriff and public safety and law enforcement. They also had fire entities up there, and the gentleman showed me a flyer on it, and it showed a fireman up there.
Yeah, that was the ballot measure.
Right.
No question about that. Yeah. However, if we don't see consolidation, we really should consider the distribution of that 172 money
to the
people that don't want to consolidate.
At some point in time, sure.
Now's the present time.
All right, the distribution of them, we're not distributing anything to those that don't want to consolidate now, other than paying for dispatch services countywide. The only
that they were getting some 172s.
They were under last year, but as of last year, they got none.
This will the remainder what of the funds here that do not get utilized by dispatch services will go to AFPD.
Okay.
If AFPD doesn't utilize them, then they'll roll to AFPA to be distributed, which typically goes along the same lines as the Measure M funds.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that you're paying for dispatch with 172 monies pre-money distributed to AFPD? The county itself, independent of the Fire Protection District, is paying for the fire dispatch services to CAL FIRE.
Out of this fire budget right here. Correct.
for everybody's dispatch.
Yes.
Right. So this fire budget is not what's going to AFPD?
Oh, yes, that's correct.
I don't know what we're missing either.
Well, I mean, we could give it to AFPD and have them pay for dispatch. I mean, I think either way, the same effect.
I don't understand something. We're paying for everybody's dispatch, right? All fire, all the cities, all the special districts, and AFPD.
Yes, we are, out of Prop 172
out
monies
172.
That come to the county.
And what's not utilized goes to AFPD. And if they don't utilize all of it, then it goes to AFPA.
Well, that's where we need to hold the line, boys,
right.
Because it's the same board that's having this discussion right here that goes to AFPD. And we need to hold the line at AFPD and say that money is not meant to be distributed to AFPA because
yeah.
They have ceased any efforts to consolidate.
Well, and last year, that's what happened. There was nothing that got distributed to AFPA.
Okay. Well, let's go with that status quo. And
yeah.
Chuck.
Maybe someday they'll figure it out.
Chuck, under this discussion, do we talk about the benefit assessment 8550, and do we talk about Measure M 8558 or not? Under AF, under fire.
Measure M funds don't come to the county. They go to the cities. To AFPD.
How about the benefit assessment 8550?
Measure M goes to all the cities
Measure
and
M
special districts
AFPD.
And...
Well, that goes to AFPD, yeah. It doesn't come through our budget.
Right.
The as far as the benefit assessment, I'm not sure on that one. I don't think we see that.
Measure M comes to the county.
Comes to the
AFPD, AFPA makes a recommendation to the county pursuant to the distribution formula, and we, by resolution, adopt... that distribution per their recommendation. But it comes through us because it's a tax. It has to go through our auditor's office.
Okay. Anything else on fire? Anything else on fire? Water
just
development?
You.
Hmm?
Just you.
Yep. Water development.
520.
If things go as planned, we should get repaid $900,000 plus interest this year.
I think they'll financing.
Hopefully.
I think they're saying about 5 months to get all the paperwork done through USDA.
We are the water development fund does not show any anticipated disbursements.
All right, 2,700 special services
was.
That's back forward again.
Made a statement here that many are discretionary. Some of them are not in your summary, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Title II not being discretionary, LAFCO not being discretionary, and ATCA not discretionary?
That's the $16,000 there is, I believe, our participation fee for the JPA.
For ATCA.
Yes.
Right. Title II.
Or Title III.
Well, all the SRS monies are, number one, pass-through.
They're pass-through, right.
And they're all non-discretionary to a certain level. Because Title II has to be funded, I think it's 8%. I think Title I, the schools, has to be funded. Somebody help me here. I want to say 62 or 66%. And then the Title III monies, we've had the opportunity to either allocate more to Title II from Title III to do greater RAC projects or... split the Title III between fire safe councils and sheriff's search and rescue reimbursement.
It's like a minimum of 8%. Is it 8% or 8% goes to schools?
Yeah.
The Earth is
so search and rescue, yeah, or the fire safe council, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess my question was on LAFCO, if why is $30,000 going to LAFCO? It's kind of the highest budgeted item here on special services.
That's a cost that Roxanne sends us.
Roseanne, sorry.
Roxanne. You don't want me to start singing. No. Roseanne sends me, because that's what her costs are going to be. Last year we discussed it, and she did reduce her costs in accordance with my request.
And reduce them enough, they bought a fancy new car.
Yeah. Tesla. What's happening, I think, this year is it's time to redo our MSR again. So that cost is going to go up.
Municipal services
review. I can answer that question. It's by government code. The county pays half, and the cities pay half.
Of the LAFCO costs?
Of the LAFCO budget, what they adopt.
Aren't most of these LAFCO consultants and or directors like Roseanne, aren't most of them split and shared between two or three counties?
I don't think so. It's just that whenever
they have individual contractors that do that, they do numerous counties, some of them.
We do have one.
We're one of the few counties, I think, that employs our own, that her only county she serves.
She's contracted through your board, through the LAFCO board.
We don't have any employees. LAFCO has zero employees.
No, except for Roseanne.
Roseanne's not an employee.
Okay.
That Roxanne.
Compensated.
Yeah, and we only, staff. In Northern California, to answer your question, we only have one person that does 10 different LAFCOs, and he and his staff contract out with, I think, 8 to 10 different LAFCOs. But you are correct, in Northern California.
So, to Joe's statement, government code, cities share it, and county share
the cities share half the cost, and the county shares half the cost. So the five cities split theirs. And you could have the special districts involved, but that means, you know, additional a switch in board members, and
additional special districts can be involved in LAFCO, but they have to pay their fair share.
Yes, but that's what the government code says.
Yeah, do we know how many hours she spends in Amador County, Ted? What's her hours? The number of hours she spends in Amador County on business?
Varies a lot.
I guess I'd have to go back.
The question is, what sets the cost? The cities and the county share them, but what sets the cost?
She has is a balance carry forward plus what the board adopts as a budget, the LAFCO board. They split the cost based on.
She also has her hours. She keeps track for hours and what she.
What her hours are. How many hours she actually dedicates to Amador County, so we can figure out the cost per hour.
Come to the next LAFCO meeting.
We can get all that. I can't say that off the top of our head. But
could we have that check for the final budget, or know that before the final budget what her cost per hour is?
We could get that.
Doesn't sound like we have much discretion here, though. It sounds like it's the LAFCO board's discretion to adopt the budget, and we're statutorily required to pay half of it.
Yeah, it's based on a formula, based on what the state controller has for, I believe, their revenue budget, whatever it is, by the cities and how it's split. So the cities may be split not by, their half is split by how much their revenue is. I forgot. Without looking at the code.
Okay, so for the final budget, we'll have those figures. Let's keep moving here. Anything else on this area? And fish and game?
What's that big money spent on?
There's an area.
Lake Taboo, isn't it?
We could cut that for the discretionary fund, right? Stocking the lake at Lake Taboo?
Yeah.
What's that for?
Joe won't like this, but the Native Son should pay for that. It's their fish derby that it gets stocked for.
Well, that's where I'm at, because they're a multi-million-dollar organization, and then the county's paying for the fish. Of course, you got three members on this board that belong to that parlor. Should you step down?
All
comment. To discuss that. Otherwise, we're going to move on.
Cooperative
extension. All right.
Yeah.
On the County Council.
We're not able to select to the services that we receive from co-op.
We can, from the co-op, we can reduce staffing levels, the levels of service. If we say we don't want, some service, or we don't want whatever it is we don't want that they are offering, they can take it away, and we won't have to pay for it. Unless, of course, there's, an obligation there. But if we were to, say, split a position between us and Calaveras or us and El Dorado, then we could experience the savings there if we were to have them do that.
I would say the Honorable Supervisor from District 1, let it go.
You don't want the Master Gardeners up there, huh?
Printing you.
That affirmative?
Yeah.
All right. County Council, 1300.
Good afternoon. Greg Gillott, County Council. Came in slightly under the target.
Good job.
Don't know if you have any questions. There may be in the outside legal. We do have some expensive litigation that's kind of ramping up, but it's hard to predict.
I think you're doing a good job, sir.
That the issue with council's budget is that there are so many unknowns with outside legal costs, those will probably far exceed the 125 that we've got here. And
has there been any carryover from the budgeted amounts from previous years? That line item?
I don't believe so, and if there has been, I think it's been taken away and not allowed to be carried over into our budget.
Yeah, we don't, he doesn't encumber it and carry it from one year to the next. So that would, if we did that with everything, then the carryover goes to zero. Everything gets encumbered.
Oh, I'm not saying everything, but when it's ongoing litigation, it almost feels like, you pay me now or pay me later, but if you've budgeted it, it seems like a particular item that might not be a bad idea to carry forward, just from a planning standpoint.
It is hard to estimate sometimes. We have a case that's been, back in the mid-2000s, I mean, we were spending significant amount of money, and that litigation is still ongoing, but there have been expenditures in that for that case for some time now, so it could go up and down.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
You've got what, three lawyers on staff? Counsels?
Three lawyers, yes.
I've never seen a law firm that brought in $10,050 or three lawyers. I'm just giving you a hard time, Greg. You worked very hard, and I appreciate your work.
Actually, the paralegal brought that in.
That's mostly conservator's office fees.
Yeah.
The court orders, but often those clients, our client is the conservator's office. They have clients that do pay us, but they often are. Their resources are limited, so often they're not capable of paying that much.
No, you've done a very good job. I'm just having fun.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank
you. Good job.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Last but not least, human resources. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Afternoon.
Diane Blanc, Human Resources. Came in on target.
And I just piled everything else into Diane's court here, so
it was all. And they cut her hours by 20%. How do you like us so far?
So your mind's made up. You're going down to 80%.
Yes.
When?
Actually, I started this month.
Okay.
went down 80% this month. How come
I went down
20%.
20%. Hey, how come you're here every day?
She kind of likes that four-day work week we had for so long there.
All right. Records, archives. No.
Shoot.
7210.
48.
Questions? Ms. Hopkins.
You're out of there, right?
Was that records? Now archives?
Say that again?
Are you going to miss it?
Oh, the bugs and the snakes and the dust, yeah. I like volunteers. I mean, it's interesting, but yeah, I could say what.
Wait a minute.
Was there any truth to the rumor that you had named the snakes?
Did we?
They were your pets?
No. Broom now, they kind of sweep them out the door.
You're not going to miss climbing up those ladders and those scaffoldings and looking.
Well, I miss going up and down in that lift because I just go really high and then come back down again. It's kind of like being at the amusement park.
I can miss the rattlesnakes.
Just the one.
Okay, there's no questions.
When we have things that we have to have chewed up, and so where do we bring them to now?
They'll go up there.
In all seriousness, Is the archives open one day a week? Is that what this budget is reflecting?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, one day a week. And so it's open one day a week, and we have a staff person there for that one day to work with the volunteers. Period?
That's correct.
Okay.
So I can respond to questions from the community.
One day a week for records and one day a week for archives.
That's a record.
Insurance, $79.60. Workers' comp, $79.61. Liability, $79.62.
We didn't do this earlier.
Unemployment, Louis Boitano.
I don't care.
$79.63.
Let Jerry Brown appoint a Democrat. Liberal Democrat.
Property, $79.64. Hearing nothing else. Thank you, ladies. Thanks, Joe. Any other comments?
Thank you, ladies. All right, board members, we...
General comment?
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, Joe. We show $200 of interest a year on the fish and game account, and I was wondering what level of balance generates $200 interest a year.
Well, let me ask this question. If we're planting fish in Taboo, can my parlor in Sutter Creek get fish and plant them up Sutter Creek? All right. I know what to work on. You guys have been hogging that for years. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Don't get any ideas next year, buddy.
No, that's a good idea.
Let's plant bullfrogs instead.
Yeah, they yellow-legged frogs.
Got all those ponds up there.
All right, John, anything else? John, no?
No.
We are, John.
Yeah, I don't know. I got fucking off papers.
Now we know. I have my slide. Daddy, they just understood what I said.
Tuxedo Taco.
You got a little giddy.